Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel in Argentina, and the last one that we discuss the winds of change. This particular channeled message won't be long. It's not going to be filled with teaching. It's going to be filled with possibilities. If the winds of change are here, and they are starting to blow in odd directions, you know that the heart of it is going to have to be you. Not governments, not individuals, not situations, but the change in you. So what might that be? The winds of change start to blow with humanity and involvement. What are the changes? Let's set a premise. When you turn on a light, not everyone has to look at what it reveals. Think about that. You may be in a dark place, and someone turns on a light for the first time, and many things are revealed that you'd never seen before, positive and negative. Your assumption is that all will see it and have an opinion, but that's a metaphor, you see. It's not real light and dark. It's a metaphor for consciousness. Not everyone will look. We gave a message not too long ago that was entitled, Too Smart to Look. These are the humans who have it all figured out. It's working for them. And so when you start telling them about these things, they pat you on the head and say, that's nice, but I'm okay. It's a condescending attitude toward you because they are a little too smart to look at what you have. Expect that there will be those seeing what you're seeing, but not really. What is it that might change? And that's where that separation of not seeing comes into play. What if the change starts to affect you? As an old soul on the planet, and you've always waited for certain kinds of things. Personal, very personal. When you start evolving, old soul, will you be able to see past this dimension? And we're not talking about with your eyes. I'm talking about the intuition of your heart. For 30 years, I have said that when I channel, an entourage arrives beforehand. Some have said, well, this is a metaphor that you're not alone. It's not. They're here. Some of you who are starting to have this evolved journey are starting to sense this. Maybe. There are those that you can sense that are not in a human body, that are always around. What if they gather in a special way when you come to hear these messages? Oh, that would be the entourage. They're as real as you are, and they're here. Some of you say, well, where are they? That is a very three-dimensional question, dear one. For in a multi-dimensional scenario, there is no such thing as where. Multi-dimensionality is that way. It fills everywhere. They're around you. They're sitting on your lap. They're sharing your soul for a moment. And so many of them, you know. It's difficult to describe the entourage, for it's not singular. They don't have names, dear one. It's like a soup of love for this place on this hour because they know your name and they know what you've been through. They know your life. You might say, well, who are they really? They're everyone. They're the ones you've loved and lost. They're future souls who haven't come in yet. There's angelic ones. You probably don't want to hear that. Humans love to have a hierarchy and they like to to put things in boxes. Well, the souls go here, the angels go here, and it's not that way. They're all together. That's what love is like. What if the changes that are coming will start to let you feel this? And if you did, would they be able to give you messages? And the answer is yes and yes and yes. And we've said it before, in this evolving energy, you can't really be alone. It's impossible. But you are built to think you are. Your consciousness makes you feel you're alone. And that creates fear and worry and lack of support and lack of self-worth. What if the winds of change finally let you relax and you would say, oh my, oh, I see it. I can't see them or their names. Boy, do I feel them. I feel them here. I feel them everywhere I am. And the promise is you'll feel them all your life because they're there. How does this make you feel right now to know that you have walked a difficult life when there has been an entourage of love around you, literally holding out their hand saying, when are you going to take my hand and walk with me? That's evolution. That's a spiritual, evolved old soul. That's what the shamans have. That's what the masters have. They don't walk alone. Oh, and neither do you. If you could take anything away today in knowledge that you've learned, I want you to take this one away. You're not going to leave alone. They're walking out the door with you. If you're all right to look at that. If you're all right to look at that. There's a light shining on you. And the winds of change are asking you, are you ready to have that shift in your life? Would you like to be more aware of the ones in your family you think are gone? Because they're not. Oh, they've just changed energy a little. But they walk with you every day. Every day. That's the truth. And you can feel it and you can claim it. Maybe that's why you're here. They're not gone. That is such an evolved idea, is it not? That you could sense these things so completely that there's joy back in your heart. Something else to celebrate, Argentina. Something else to celebrate. This is why I come here, to talk to those with big hearts and might be the first on the planet to truly understand this and plug it into your personal life. I'll be back. And so it is.